Hi, my name is Bonnie Choi, and I'm a journalist and the best-selling author of several books, including American Chinatown and Why We Swim. My new book is On Muscle, The Stuff That Moves Us and Why It Matters. It's a scientific and cultural exploration of muscle that continues the conversation about the body that I started with Why We Swim. As I researched the science of this book, I learned how much muscles are kind of the unsung heroes in our bodies that we take for granted. Muscles are how we move through the world, and they possess fascinating characteristics that also influence how we think about what's beautiful, what we want our bodies to look like, and who we want to be in that world. Musclehood, it turns out, is personhood, and it's a philosophy of muscle that dates back to the ancients. Here are five key insights from the book that will help you think about your muscles, your body, and yourself in a whole new way. Insight number one, muscles are smarter than we think. We've long thought of them as kind of dumb versus being the brains of the operation. But muscles have their own intelligence. Skeletal muscle is a massive organ that accounts for about 40% of your body weight, and it has lots of collaborations going on with other places in the body. It's an endocrine tissue. It releases signaling molecules called myokines that talk to all those other parts of your body, including your brain. Structures like the hippocampus, responsible for memory, actually get bigger with regular exercise. So bulking up muscles literally bulks up our brains. And it turns out that muscle itself has the ability to remember things. Most of the time, when we talk about muscle memory, we're not talking about the muscles themselves, but about the memory of a coordinated movement pattern that lives in the motor neurons, which control our muscles. But in recent years, scientists have discovered that our muscles themselves have a memory all their own, on the cellular and epigenetic level, for exercise. That means that muscle cells can increase in mass more quickly than they did previously, even after a months-long, and perhaps even years-long, hiatus. Insight number two. Muscles are a way to get to joy. Charles Darwin, it turns out, had a lot to say about jumping. Muscles, he said, were a way to express joy, but also a way to get to joy. Kids and puppies and horses romp and jump and frisk because, he wrote, the mere exertion of the muscles after long rest or confinement is itself a pleasure. When we feel good inside, we are moved to move. I love Darwin's idea of using the body as a tool to find levity. Dacher Keltner, the noted author, happiness scholar, and professor of psychology who heads the Berkeley Social Interaction Laboratory, told me that certain emotions are more about the body. Joy, for example, which often involves jumping, he said. Emotions are all about action, and the preparation and intention for action. Joy is movement, and movement is joy. Insight number three. Muscle is potential, and strength, and owning your own strength. This goes beyond the physical. Muscle as a tangible thing has such fascinating and outsized influence on how we think about ourselves as people. That the qualities of muscle that we admire are a kind of shorthand for character. We tell ourselves to be strong, to show good form, to be a person of action, to be flexible, to muscle through hard things, and show grit. And endure. Even when we're not being people of action, we're telling ourselves to relax, to let go. The work of building our own muscles teaches us not to let others take away that hard-won power without a fight. Strength training and lifting weights has been shown to improve the mental health of patients suffering from PTSD. To see tangible incremental gains, the changes from day to day, is to understand that you're a person of agency. During the 19th century women's suffrage movement, prominent activists believed in physical fitness as a strategy for emancipation. Exercise was a way for women to get control of their bodies and reproductive lives. To gain political power, one needed physical power. Insight number four. Muscle is astoundingly capable of change. It's one of the very few tissues that adapts and changes on an everyday basis. Minute to minute, it's reacting to changes in the environment and responding with what's needed from the moment you wake up to when you go to sleep. Which means, insight number five, it's never too late to get stronger. strength training is the single most important thing you can do to slow or even reverse the normal muscular decline of aging. People don't always receive this prescription for a daily dose of iron, pumping iron that is, from their doctor, or take it seriously enough to fill it when they do. Muscles get older, but they can still be reminded to do what they did in their youth. They can be rejuvenated in the most surprising of ways. With resistance training in aged muscle, research shows that you can reset to some level the epigenetic changes to be on par with young people's muscle. Even exercisers who don't start until late in life can gain remarkable mass and strength. So no matter how old we get, the capacity to bounce back, all puns intended, is there for us all. Thanks so much for listening to these 5 key takeaways from On Muscle. I hope you enjoy the read and the process of discovering not just what muscles are, but what they mean to us. And most importantly, that this helps you find out just what you yourself are capable of.